And anytime you're ready, Chairman.
All right, thank you. I'm going to call the meeting of the the Commission to End Homelessness to order. And first, there's a couple of things here. One, I'm on a different computer than I usually am, so I've had some technical difficulties this morning. And if I fade out or something, it's because I'm on a different machine. So I'd like to welcome all of you here, but first, I think I'd like to introduce Doug Beck. If you are not aware, Jason Austin has resigned and is going to take a position in Huntington Beach. We're very fortunate, though, to have Doug Beck take his place. Doug, among other things, has a degree of arts from Manhattan College, master's degree of social work from Columbia University, and he was serving as director of operations in the Office of Care Coordination and has held this position since October 2020. That's important because we do need to interface with that office. 14 years of management experience in transitional housing and homeless programs. Also has 2 years experience as a therapist counselor for adults and children. And during his tenure at the Office of Care Coordination, he's worked with our board, the CEO's office, that meaning Jason, and state administrative and legislative officials on funding and policy decisions that benefit local homeless assistance and housing program. He's provided oversight and implemented objectives, budgets, staffing requirements from an array of diverse and comprehensive public community programs. So it's with that introduction, I welcome Doug, if I call you that, as our interim head of the commission. And I really look forward to working with you, and I'm sure the rest of you, when you get a chance to meet him, will feel likewise. So let's all be sure we make his time useful, as there's a great number of things we need to do together. And with that, I would like to ask you to do your first official duty, and that's lead us in Pledge of Allegiance.
No problem. I guess we'll stand up if there's a chair. All right. A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the which republic for which I stand,
nation,
under God, individual, and liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that. Now there's a couple of housekeeping things I kind of need to do here. The agenda today provides for a general description of each item to be considered. Except as provided by law, no action shall be taken on any item not appearing on the agenda. Commission encourages public participation. If you wish to speak on any item appearing on the agenda or during public comments, you'll be instructed when to join public comments via Zoom by pressing *9 on your phone or the raise hand button in Zoom. When you are unmuted, please begin your comments by stating your name, or if you wish to remain anonymous, please give us a pseudonym for the record. Speakers will be given 3 minutes to speak, and the clerk will run the timer and announce when your time is up. With that, we'll move on to the roll call. Madam Clerk, will you please call the roll?
Thank you. Please respond here when I call your name. Chairman Doug Chafee.
Present.
Dan Young.
Present.
Don Wagner.
Present.
Nathan Wilson.
Present.
Scott Stiles.
Present.
Paul Wyatt.
Present.
Sue Parks.
Present.
Randy Black. Richard Afable. Jim Palmer.
Present.
Jack Tuan.
Here.
Todd Spitzer?
Here.
Marshall Moncrief?
Here.
And Tita Smith? Okay, we do have a quorum of voting members present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We'll now move on to the action items. For public meetings conducted by teleconference, all votes must be taken by roll call. Once we receive a motion and second, we'll ask the clerk to call the roll. Madam Clerk, will you please read the first item?
Yes, thank you. Item one is to approve the Commission to End Homelessness minutes from the May 19th, 2021 regular meeting. At this time, any members of the public wishing to speak on item one, please press star 9 on your telephone now or raise your hand in the Zoom app. And I'll give it just a few seconds to see if anybody raises their hands. And Chairman, I'm not seeing anybody raising their hands or indicating a desire to speak on this item.
May I have a motion to approve?
Is this on the?
We have a motion. Is there a second?
Okay. Wagner, second.
Thank you, Don. Madam Clerk, please call the roll call.
I have a question, Mr. Chairman. Is this on the, did I hear correctly? Is this on the minutes?
Yes.
Okay, I have a comment.
Oh, please make your comment.
I apologize. I tried to raise my hand. I apologize. So the only thing I'd ask is if when we set the agenda for our meetings, that we have a regular set meetings. And then if there's going to be a special meeting, I would ask that what happened after the last meeting happened before we set a special meeting, that we do check to see if the members are available for a special meeting, because that's off calendar. And during the summer months, the summer months are very, very difficult generally for everybody because we're all traveling or doing things. So I would just ask, Mr. Chairman, if we're going to have a special meeting before you set that, can we at least see if we're going to have a quorum and that a majority of the individuals are available for a special meeting? Because I plan my life and my calendar based upon the regular calendar. But not, I don't have any way of anticipating a special meeting.
Well, thank you for that. I agree that we do need to check with that. And I appreciate, I myself sometimes find that frustrating when another meeting pops up. I've already have something going. And with that, Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Okay. So please vote aye or yes or no or abstain when I call your name. Doug Chafee?
Aye.
Dan Young?
Aye.
Don Wagner?
Aye.
Nate Wilson?
Aye.
Scott Stiles?
Aye.
Paul Wyatt?
Aye.
Sue Parks?
Aye.
Randy Black? Richard Afable? Jim Palmer?
Aye.
Jack Tuan?
Aye.
Todd Spitzer?
Yes.
Marshall Moncrief?
Aye.
And Tita Smith. So the motion does pass with the voting members present.
Oh, thank you, Madam Clerk. Would you please read the next item?
Yes, so item two is to approve the revised 2021 calendar for the Commission to End Homelessness. At this time, any members of the public wishing to speak on item two, please press star 9 on your telephone now or raise your hand in the Zoom app. And I'll give it just a moment to see if anybody would like to speak on this item. And Chairman, I don't see that any members of the public are requesting to speak on this item. However, Commissioner Spitzer does have his hand raised.
If I may comment, it does contain only two more regular meetings. I think that responds a little bit to District Attorney Spitzer's comment. And we're trying to allow time in between meetings for ad hoc to continue the incredible work they've been doing. And it's difficult for them to have two meetings basically at the same time, to be an ad hoc and roll up their sleeves and do what they're doing. And then also sometimes on the same day have a commission meeting. So that's the attempt here, is to give the ad hoc time to continue to meet and do their work. And yet we will have two more meetings that are scheduled. And these will be regular meetings. So if there are no comments, I would call for a motion to approve the revised calendar.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, I have my hand up.
Okay.
Thank you. I would just ask about December 15th. That's the week before Christmas week, and it's a travel week and holidays. And so my only question is, it looks like we're dark in November. Can we move the meeting up earlier in the month in December so it doesn't interfere with holidays? We might have, I'm just trying to highlight, that's what happened already with one of our meetings this summer.
What would you suggest, a week sooner?
Yeah, the 1st or the 8th.
Any reaction to that? Well, then if the motion might be a revised calendar be approved with the December meeting, I'm going to suggest on December 8th at the same time as it would have been on the 15th.
Yeah, I think that might help a lot us keeping going.
Would you like to make that motion?
Yeah, I think there was a motion to approve it. I'll just ask for a friendly amendment. And Madam Clerk, didn't we already have a motion a second?
Not on this item.
Okay, I'll make the motion with the amendment to change December 15th to December 8th.
Thank you, Mr. Spitzer. And I will second that motion. If there are no comments from anyone, no raised hands, would the clerk please call the vote?
Okay, so please answer yes, no, or abstain when I call your name. Chairman Doug Chafee?
Aye.
Dan Young?
Aye.
Don Wagner?
Aye.
Nate Wilson?
Aye.
Scott Stiles?
Aye.
Paul Wyatt?
Aye.
Sue Parks?
Aye.
Randy Black? Richard Afable? Jim Palmer?
Aye.
Jack Twan?
Aye.
Todd Spitzer?
Yes.
Marshall Moncrief?
Aye.
Tita Smith? And Chairman, the motion as amended does pass with the majority of members present.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Would you read the next item?
Yes. So item number 3 is to direct the working group ad hoc to identify focus areas for development within the homeless system of care. At this time, any members of the public wishing to speak on item 3, please press *9 on your telephone now or raise your hand in the Zoom app. And give me just a moment so I can. So we do have one request at this time. I will give it just a few more moments in case there are any other members of the public to raise their hand. Okay, I will not take any other speaker requests after this. And the speaker that we have on this item is David Duran. David, I've just unmuted you. You might need to hit *6 on your phone or unmute yourself in the app. David Duran, you are muted. Can you unmute yourself or hit *6? Let me try one more thing. So,
okay, how about now?
David Duran, can you?
How about now? Can you hear me?
Okay, we can hear you now.
Okay, thank you.
I'm going to start the timer. Go ahead.
Thank you. I just want to highlight, because it seems evident that this commission is not aware or has not been paying attention. We've had, as recorded by the coroner, 39 deaths last month of those without abode. 2018, it was 235. 2019, 244. In 2020, it was over 300. And this year is projected to be over 400 who will have died while living on the streets. While you communicate amongst yourselves to find out, when it would be convenient to meet and how we can coordinate ad hoc group so that they can meet. And to be fair, continue to cancel meetings as you have historically done. More people are dying day by day. I could go on, but if that message doesn't resonate somehow with the importance of the issue at hand, then anything that I can say or would say would be meaningless. Please have some sense of urgency and disregard your personal concerns for a little bit and work to help those who need it the most. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we have no further speakers at this time.
May we have a staff presentation as item? I appreciate the ad hoc and its work. I know they've gone back, looked at the original 10-year plan goals and to see what's been accomplished, what remains, and are there different goals that we need? I think the purpose here is to revitalize and re-engage and better focus on where we need to go to do create enough interest that we don't cancel meetings and that people do want to be part of the body and can be constructive. So maybe have a staff presentation or perhaps one of the ad hoc committee members that might work us through what they've been doing.
Yeah, thank you, Vice Chair. I'm going to do a short presentation and then open it up to the ad hoc group members. So we first want to thank the working group ad hoc members for their continued commitment and participation in the ad hoc. The working group ad hoc met a total of 4 times over the course of June, July, and August, and their work included reviewing the bylaws, reviewing the 10-year plan to end homelessness, and developing next steps for homeless system of care pillars and priorities. Over the course of the last 10 years, the following items have been implemented for the development of the homeless system of care. These are highlights from the previous presentation at the July meeting, and we wanted to provide the information in a simplified format so it's easily reviewable and trackable. Over the course of the last 10 years, these items have been required incredible collaboration and contribution from many stakeholders, both internally and externally in regards to the county. As we move forward with developing the homeless system of care, these goals and priorities will be updated and transitioned into the 4 pillars for consideration. On this agenda item, the working group ad hoc is looking for guidance from the whole commission to prioritize the pillars based on the development of each of these areas and the progress update provided in the previous slide. If any of the ad hoc members have comments about the process or vision around these pillars, please feel free to provide them at this moment.
Do we have any comments from our commission members and the public? If you'd like to call in, certainly weigh in on this as well. Madam Clerk, do we have anyone wishing to speak or comment?
Commissioner Matt Bates has his hand up.
Yeah, thank you, and thanks to Doug, and also to county staff and to Jason Austin for leading us through the process. Just a couple of brief comments in terms of how we got to this part in the presentation. You know, the ad hoc committee, I think, was pretty focused on wanting to simplify and also to focus towards action items to the broader commission on homelessness to kind of simplify the scope and clarify the mission and purpose of the broader commission, but also then once we have the mission and purpose kind of more simplified and more refined, then to the commission can focus on taking action and making progress. Certainly the work that's been accomplished, you know, it's been a good look back. The 10-year plan was written a long time ago, but I think at the ad hoc committee, we appreciate that plan. And the fundamental soundness of the plan. Of course, when it was written, there was very little in the way of resource allocation connected to the plan. So it was a plan of action, but there was limited ability to implement the plan because there was not an immediately available funding that were tied to each of the steps of the plan. That said, a lot has been done. The system of care has improved dramatically over the time from the plan's implementation until now, and even after the plan, that continues on. These are, I think we all feel the urgency of the times, but also the opportunities that the times present. These are sort of unprecedented in terms of the amount of resources that are flowing towards homelessness from the federal government, from the state, administered through different avenues, through some of the cities, through some of the housing authorities, through the commission, the Continuum of Care Board, the County of Orange. And so I think this work feels critical to us as the ad hoc to coordinate and also to, frankly, to make sure that we're not leaving any money on the table that could be coming to the county, that this commission would be prepared to advocate for additional resources as they're available and to compete for additional resources as they're available so that in Orange County, we can continue to build out the continuum of care according to these pillars that you see on your screen and in a broader sense to make further progress on the 10-year plan that was instituted long ago. So with that, I will yield back to the other committee members that have a comment as well.
I comment, we're very fortunate to have with this, some of the people who actually wrote that initial 10-year plan, they've given us that look back. Now we're looking forward to see what we can do better. And I appreciate the simplification. Madam Clerk, do we have any other members of the commission that would like to comment, or do we have any public participation?
Yeah, Commissioner Paul Wyatt has his hand raised. So go ahead, Paul.
Yes, I'd like to sort of follow up on, build on what Matt just brought up as we worked through it as a working group. We were looking at how we could make this commissioner much more effective. And we just had a discussion about calendar and frequency of meetings. And ultimately it's not about the frequency of meetings of the group, but more about being able to take action. And as we'll look at the charter later, the purpose of this commission is to advise the Board of Supervisors on what may be done. And I think that a more accurate way to describe that, although some bias, is we need to basically bring things to the Board of Supervisors that are actionable based on the priorities of what we set as a commission, but where we could take action on. And we as a commission need to then, own those recommendations we made ongoing and make sure that we've followed through and we measure the effectiveness of those things that we've brought forward to act on and adjust as we need to. So as this commission meets, we need to meet coming in with recommendations made out of the work group. So that we can improve those and move those forward. So the work group really worked on how to effectively take a plan, which, the 10-year plan probably could use some minor revisions that we'll need to make as we go along. But mostly it needs an action plan. So the plan produces it is a great starting point, but we have to turn those starting points into executable programs with defined outcomes and metrics that we as a commission can then work through and make sure that we're in agreement for, get to the Board of Supervisors where we can support them, those programs, and then make sure those programs are actually effectively producing the results we want. So I think the advantage of setting up this work group and getting direction here is we can meet much more frequently. We can meet when we first started off with this. We were meeting at least once a week and sometimes a bit more than that to try to get some information together and start the process rolling. The other thing I want to bring up as we look at this, Jason has taken another position and we appreciate him and want to thank him for his service. And Doug has agreed to step in and take his place, and we appreciate that. But we can't let it falter, right? We have to. We've had a couple of falters as a commission as we've changed leadership, and we just can't let that happen at this point in time. So the work group is really trying to make sure that we bridge that gap and continue momentum that we have. So I think the setup that we have where the work group can meet much more frequently so that we can bring items to the commission that the commission can then look through, refine as need to, and that we can get programs to the Board of Supervisors that will really impact our ability to end homelessness is a really critical step for this commission to agree to and take. And with that, I will let my other working group members speak if they would like.
Thank you, Paul. I think you've summarized where we're trying to go very nicely. The importance of the work we do is more outside of the commission meetings, where we can study and talk about programs and look for funding and those things that can be brought back. And so I thank you for that. That's kind of the concept that I see us moving toward. And that gives us some more opportunity for participation and education and doing things and taking action, I think is more so than just having meetings. So thank you for that. Madam Clerk, is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Chairman, I do not see any members of the commission that would like to speak. We did already take public comments on this item, but then during your comments, you kind of invited if the public had any input on this. And so David Duran has raised his hand again. So it's up to you if you would like to hear from him again on this item. Are you muted, Chairman?
Are you asking me?
Because we took public comments on this already. And then after that, you asked if commissioners or any members of the public wanted to speak to this item. And so Mr. Duran has raised his hand again. So I just wanted to find out if you wanted to invite him back to provide additional comment on this item.
If he's the only one, I would be fine. I think sometimes the public comments before they hear the item. And now that he's heard the item, I think it's okay if he wants to make a comment.
Okay. And then, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute Mr. Duran. So David, you should be able to unmute yourself now.
Am I being heard? Thank you.
Yes, you are.
Okay, great. So I wanted to make comment about the chart that you just showed, and it, with all due respect, it really does seem to be a little out of kilter on priority, part one, and I'll explain in a moment. And secondly, thank you. And secondly, we have to remember that this 10-year plan is about 15 years old as far as the county goes. And that's unacceptable in my mind. So going back to the chart, you have prevention. Okay, great. I think that's excellent. Outreach and supportive services. We know that the county and other service providers haven't been adequate enough. There hasn't been enough staff, enough trained staff. There's not enough personnel to tackle the numbers of those living on the streets currently. And I think that is a great priority. But one of the troubling things is then you go to shelters. And when you're following a housing first program, unless somehow the commission doesn't understand what the word first means, a housing first really doesn't include that shelters should be prioritized. So I really wish you would revisit this and really move forward on a housing first program and attitude and structure. Shelters, although they make people on the streets a bit more invisible, they remain unhoused. They remain, you know, without abode. So again, I think the priorities are a little skewed. It should be a housing first program. If you have enough housing, the shelters aren't needed as much. It's not the other way around. So please revisit that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Duran.
Thank you. I think prevention also will include a housing element in there. So housing is very important. I had the privilege of attending the grand opening of a project in Anaheim called Buena Esperanza. And that's a conversion of a motel into about 60 units of housing with supportive services. But it took a number of years to create that. So when we talk about housing, it's not instant. In the meantime, you need a place for sheltering people there on the street. It all ties together. And I think the idea, though, when you go back to prevention, you are again looking at housing. So with that, are there any further comments?
Chairman, Dr. Chow had his hand up and then it disappeared. So I just wanted to make sure that he didn't still want to provide any input on this item. And then Commissioner Paul Wyatt has his hand up as well.
Yeah, I think we're finished with public comments at this point. We've called for that twice. And so I'd like to hear from Mr. Wyatt if he has any comments.
Well, I do want to ask Dr. Chow if he'd still like to comment. I did see his hand was up and disappeared too, but I want to just provide feedback to the speaker. One of the things that we looked at in this particular meeting is to set priorities. And so we have sort of four pillars that we've set there. And we may want to refine those, but certainly we'll want to prioritize them. I would actually agree to him that the housing pillar may be a higher priority because as Chairman Chaffee brought out, it takes longer to build. So if we don't get it a higher priority and it has that long lead time on getting housing available, but that's one of the things that we as a commission should certainly take into account and try to consider. And I think his comments about it being critically important are correct. Our shelters should be reduced in need if we can get our housing element right. I'll turn it back now.
Okay, and so Dr. Chow did raise his hand again. So Dr. Chow, go ahead.
Thank you so much. And I wasn't sure where I could ask for a few clarifications. Vice Chair Chaffee, I'm so appreciative of Mr. Duran's comment on the death on the street. And as a health officer, it is one of the priority for me moving forward. And I have planned to work with CalOptima Homeless Initiative Work Group. As you know, I sit on the CalOptima Board of Directors as well. I just need clarifications on in the action under the prevention and outreach and support services. Is there a component of the physical health care that is part of the charter of this commission or not? Because it could be a place for us to report back to this commission's on the work that's happening on the street as is related to healthcare for the homeless. So just a clarification question.
I think this commission is more of a study and policy recommending body. And that's an area certainly we can study and recommend action back to the Board of Supervisors. And the perhaps the continuum of care also, we would recommend things back there. That's a, in a way, a sister organization, and it has some funding. We do not. So I think the physical health you're talking about is important. That does have an issue with people dying, but also mental health. It's really all tied together. And I think that's an area that we might, as we move forward, study more. And if there's some policy recommendations we could make, we certainly will do so.
So with that, then I would ask Doug to work with the work group to add a component to report back to this commission as it related to the physical health care and mental health care side to this commission under either the outreach and supportive services pillar or prevention. Okay.
Well, thank you for that. The ad hoc, I think, has heard that. It may be as we go forward to have additional study groups that focus on particular items. I think the ad hoc has members have heard that. And I see Mr. Plant with his hand up again.
So I would like to take the opportunity to respond to Dr. Chow's comment. As we look through this, we know that we need economic programs to be able to bridge situations where people don't become homeless due to economic reasons, which is always a concern. We need to be behavioral health to step up and be more, it's good that we're building a crisis center and that deals with them, but that's oftentimes too late for us. So we need to continue to put together, and we've looked at programs now to be able to deal with mental health issues and a preventive measures. But physical health is another critical component. I mean, all three of those need programs that we start to put together around them. Because prevention is besides bringing down the trauma, it actually dramatically brings down the cost of ending homelessness. So those programs are critical. And as I chose to respond back because as a work group, we spent a fair amount of time working at how we get those programs started in place and coming back to the outreach support. In order for us to do prevention, we have to have a better contact before. I mean, our outreach, once we're on the streets, too late. So we got to get outreach programs that work before the situation becomes a crisis. And that's really, I think, one of the things that we need to discuss here to make sure it is a priority of the commission as a whole, but certainly was a priority of the task group as we talked through. Why that's sitting at number one on our list. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. This is an item on the agenda. It's direct working group ad hoc to identify focus areas for development within the homeless system of care. And I think you've done a good job of that. You've had a lot of input. And I'm not sure and we take here other than the ad hoc has heard all the comments and we'll continue meeting. Is our legal counsel thinking that there should be an action or a vote taken here? Who do we have online? Do we have not sure if we have anyone, but I don't know what motion might be made other than commend the ad hoc for its work. I'm not getting any feedback.
I was going to ask Doug Beck if there was like specific items of direction that the commission should vote on for this item.
Yeah, what we are interested is having this action item is asking the commission to vote on directing the working group ad hoc to identify focus areas for development within the homeless system of care, essentially setting a priority of those. We have these four pillars that we're discussing, understanding that tackling all four of them at the same time might not be the best approach. We're asking the commission to allow the working ad hoc group to consider the feedback today and figure out the priority at which these pillars will be addressed.
All right, if there is, I can't figure a motion exactly out of that. It's more input back to the ad hoc. And that's what they've been doing is sorting out the priorities, and that's what's been presented. If anyone would care to make a motion, then please do so. Otherwise, I will treat this more as a information item and a direction from the commission back to the ad hoc. That they've been creating already the priorities that they presented today.
And that's correct, Chairman. If there is no specific action to be taken, then there's no need to take a vote on this item.
All right. I'd just like to thank the ad hoc and for doing everything they're doing. And you've heard the comments from other commissioners as well as the public. And so I think you have a good sense of continued work that you're doing. I look forward to hearing back from you at our next meeting again. If you need additional resources or help, please contact our Doug Beck or me. We'll do the best we can to provide resources for you. Madam Clerk, will you read item four, please?
Yes, so item four is to recommend revisions to the bylaws to the Board of Supervisors. At this time, any members of the public wishing to speak on item four, please press star 9 on your telephone now or raise your hand in the Zoom app. And I do have one already, but I'll give it just a few more moments to see if there is any other members of the public that wish to speak. All right, Chairman, at this time, I have two requests from the public to speak. I will not take any additional requests from the public at this time. So our two speakers are David Duran, and apologies if I mispronounce your name. It looks like RT Chopra. And so we'll start with David Duran. So David, go ahead and unmute yourself.
Thank you. So as part of the People's Homeless Task Force, Orange County, and Housing is a Human Right, Orange County, for several years, we have been working face-to-face with those who are living on the streets. And as some of you may know, I've probably been recognized as more than a thorn in people's sides when I give public comment about issues that are critical to those living on the streets, those who are suffering from abject poverty, those who are sick, and frankly, those who have died. So in your efforts to involve community, in your plan to promote the community understanding, I'm hoping that there is some open invites to allow maybe other groups or members or volunteers of HHROC or People's Homeless Task Force to at least come in and give information that we feel is extremely valuable. Quite frankly, when you hear a service provider give you information, that information we have found sometimes is a little tainted. And the reason I say that is because many of the service providers are dependent on county and city funds. So they sometimes don't always give 100% of the truth. We are not subject, we don't operate on any government funding. We have nothing to lose except the idea that, well, we have nothing to lose, sorry. So please, I'm asking you to maybe reach out and invite, again, volunteers with HHROC or People's Homeless Task Force, Orange County, to come in and maybe share some time and some stories with you that I think would be extremely valuable and to help you or this commission be more successful. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Duran. And the next speaker is Artie Chopra. I have unmuted you, so you should be able to unmute yourself at this time.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you to the commission for the opportunity to give public comment. My name is Aarti Kaushal Chopra, and I am a representative of the Indian and Hindu American community here in Orange County. I'm connected to various such organizations, and I'm attempting to get more of these organizations involved in county-based issues such as homelessness, mental health, ethnic studies curriculum and so on and so forth, and also involvement on the Human Rights Commission. I wanted to make comment or just kind of ask, what is the specific outreach that's being made within the Asian Pacific Islander community to make sure there's representation on this commission to have their input? Because if we leave out, some of the vast immigrant communities here in Orange County and their feedback and input, then we won't be able to come to viable, sustainable solutions. This is a multi-pronged problem, homelessness is. But I know that within cultural immigrant communities, there are family structures that are in place that prevent homelessness within certain communities. And maybe there's the absence of family structures within other communities that make them more vulnerable to homelessness. I'm particularly concerned about youth and mental health and drug use and substance abuse and how that contributes to their youth homelessness. So I'd like to request to be considered to fill in one of the vacant positions for a member at large so I can help bring more Asian immigrant community voices to this commission to end homelessness. And I appreciate all of your efforts and the invitation. Thank you for allowing me public comment.
Okay, thank you.
Is that the end of our public comments?
Yes, there are no further comments.
Yeah, actually the comments that relate to the item that we're considering, which is simply revising the bylaws. Are there any comments from the commission members regarding the proposed changes to the bylaws, which are simplifying and giving us more direction? This bylaws, if approved here, will need to go up to the Board of Supervisors for final approval. Are there any comments from commission members?
Yes, Chairman. Commissioner Parks has indicated a desire to be heard on this item.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to speak on behalf of the ad hoc, and I love the theme Matt introduced it, and I think we've all been using about simplifying and clarifying, and that's what we tried to do when we looked at the bylaws, and it was one of the first tasks that we undertook. And so, again, I think everybody has the red lines in the first statement. There were just a lot of, like, it was trying to name every different constituent. And, I appreciate Mr. Duran's comments, and I think we simplified it just to say the community and interested stakeholders. So we do get all voices involved in this effort. So try to be thoughtful. And the second one is we just want to be clear that as we review the charter, and I think it was a good reminder for all of us, we are an advisory committee to the Board of Supervisors. So we want to respect that, and we want to make it clear for all of us and everyone that we don't have specific, can't take on specific matters of legislation or lobbying, and we're not a funding body. So those are important. So the word funding was important for us to add. So in the purpose, I think, again, what we tried to do is simplify and clarify. We respect any other the commissioners that have any other thoughts on where we arrived at this. And then the function, I think, again, you can see, we just try to clarify and make it more specific that we want people to understand, this complex issue of homelessness and how there are best practices and there are things that we can do together to solve those. And so we try to bring more emphasis on that as well. And I do want to say, as we get to number five, which was on there, on it, the collaborate with the Continuum of Care Board, I think there's more we can do. So it's been good for us to have Matt, who's on the Continuum of Care Board, as part of the ad hoc. We continue to learn how we support each other and be stronger stronger in our collaboration. So again, we are bringing these revisions to you. I would love any feedback. And again, thanks to my colleagues on the ad hoc, if anybody has anything else that they want to add. But again, simplifying, clarifying, and getting it more in something that we can all easily understand was really important to all of us. So thank you.
Thank you, Sue. Do we have any other board members, commission members, I'm sorry, that would like to comment?
Yeah, I'll just make a quick comment. And Chairman Chafee, you mentioned earlier about funding and how the COC board does have access to funding. And just to state again, the kind of unprecedented times that we're in terms of the amount of funding that is flowing through various sources, but including the Continuum of Care Board. Even just yesterday in the Continuum of Care Board meeting, announcements were made for the state HEAP funding for round three, and there will be a round four. So that's funding that comes through the state, and around $10 million a year will flow through the Continuum of Care Board. That's in addition to the $22, $23 million that the commission administers on behalf of HUD. So there's just opportunities for collaboration and alignment of resources and establishment of priorities going both ways. And so Jeannie Ari and myself are the two non-voting members on this commission who are voting members of the Continuum of Care Board. And so we look forward to being that conduit among, as well as through city staff, or not city staff, county staff, forgive me, to communicate back and forth. And then just to reiterate, you know, the point from earlier, to just make sure that collectively that we are maximizing the available resources and that the county is getting its share from the state and from the federal government, and that we're getting every penny that we can to end homelessness in the county.
Thank you, Matt. That very important comments. I know that there's supposed to be a collaboration with the Continuum of Care. It has not really been very much in the past. And I think it's important that we initiate that in a stronger way, because that's where the funding is. And if we can have input to that, I think we can have a great partnership, work better toward the goal of ending homelessness. Do we have any other comments? I see Mr. Wyatt. Paul, go ahead. Unmute yourself.
Thank you. Yes, I wanted to follow up on both Commissioner Parks and Commissioner Bates' comments here. And as we worked as an ad hoc on this, one of the topics that came up in a couple of our past discussions was understanding that, you know, as the commission, we don't actually have any budget, right? There's no funding available. But we wanted to make it clear that, you know, purpose was then that even though this commission doesn't actually get funded to fund any programs or, you know, pay for, that there are two organizations in the county that do get funded. One is that we just talked about, the Continuum of Care Board. And as we work to help with them to help prioritize programs and bring them recommended programs that we feel, would really help address this problem. And of course, the Board of Supervisors, the other organization that we can bring recommendations to be funded. So I wanted, we thought it was critical that the commissioners themselves, as well as the public, understood that although we don't get direct funding, we can still help influence programs and bring them to organizations to be executed. And I think that we should take that role very seriously, which is why we wanted to make sure it was pointed out here in the revised bylaws.
Thank you for that emphasis, Paul. I agree with that we do need to work strongly with the Continuum of Care, and I look forward to recommendations coming up to the Board of Supervisors. Do we have a motion at this point to approve the recommended revisions to the bylaws?
I'll make
the
motion.
Go ahead. Did I hear a motion? Sue, did you?
Yes, I did.
I will second that motion.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that the recommended revisions to bylaws be approved and for presentation then to the Board of Supervisors. I would ask the clerk to call the vote.
Okay, so please respond yes, no, or abstain when I call your name. We'll start with Chairman Doug Chafee.
Aye.
Dan Young.
Aye.
Don Wagner. Okay, maybe we lost Supervisor Wagner. Nathan Wilson.
Aye.
Scott Stiles.
Yes.
Paul Wyatt.
Aye.
Sue Parks.
Aye.
Randy Black. Richard Afable. Jim Palmer. Jim Palmer. Okay. Jack Tuan.
Aye.
Todd Spitzer.
Aye.
And Marshall Moncrief.
Aye.
And the motion passes with the majority of the members present.
Thank you to the ad hoc. I really appreciate the bylaws that are more directed and simple. And that's important to give us direction, and our mission is to go forward. The clerk, would you please read item five?
Yes, item five is to make recommendations to fill the vacant seats on the Commission to End Homelessness. At this time, any members of the public wishing to speak on item five, please press star 9 on your telephone now or raise your hand in the Zoom app. And I'll give it just a few moments. And at this time, I do have 3. I'm just giving it just a few more seconds to see if we have any additional members of the public that wish to speak. Okay, at this time, I will not accept any other requests from the public to speak. Chairman, we have 3. So we will start with Nicole Mesko from Jamboree Housing. Nicole, you should be able to unmute yourself now.
All right, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Thank you. Go ahead.
I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to speak. I am not representing Jamboree. I am from Jamboree, but this is just me as a resident of Orange County. I just wanted to say in regards to vacating or filling a seat, that maybe you would look to frontline workers. I'm not sure everyone's background. I just popped onto this meeting. But really the frontline workers, an outreach worker, non-management, because I do feel you will get more of an honest opinion versus from management when it's linked to funding. When someone's in a shelter working, or if you're doing the street outreach, you're gonna find the more needs of the people and be able to give you feedback on truly what's happening on the day-to-day front lines. And I feel if you are able to find someone to fill the seat like that, you would, maybe it would help with more policy effectiveness, because you're gonna have real-time data from the frontline workers, homeless liaison officers, you know, the staff that's working in shelters or out on the street. So thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. Next speaker is Steve McNally. And Steve, I have allowed you to unmute, so you should be able to unmute yourself at this time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. All four of the recommended people are known and have great reputations. My concern is, like with a lot of county boards, is you're conflicted. Once again, you're asking people who have county contracts, get county money, to make decisions and establish the framework on making decisions. And for some reason, the community voice, the family voice, the system user, anyone who's unconflicted's voice is not open. So CalOptima just recently in a CEO's report announced that Jamboree was going to be part of a housing LLC they're putting together, as well as America Family Housing. I have no problem with either of those organizations. I believe in both of them. I just don't like them having to be put in a position of the community wondering why we're not more open to outside providers and outside voices. And hopefully we will get 4 to 8% of all that $17 billion is coming to Orange County by focusing on that. So, and lastly, I think you must be able to find somebody in those areas that are identified that don't have county contracts. It can't be that hard. But anyway, that's my personal comment. And thank you for letting me share it. I think it'll fall on deaf ears, but I am glad to be able to share it. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. And our third speaker on this item will be Ardi Kushal Chopra. So I am unmuting and should be able to speak now.
Yes, thank you again for the opportunity to give public comment on this. And I realized that perhaps my last comment was more appropriate for this action item. I don't have any comment on these four recommendations as I'm uninformed about them. So I will rely on the expert knowledge of others. I will reiterate that we do need to have community organization representatives to fill other vacant seats. So I'll make a comment and ask a question. What is the plan of this commission to help appoint community organizations within the Asian Pacific Islander immigrant community and youth representatives as well, who are often impacted or have insight into prevention that other appointees may not? And so my question on that is, when is the recommendation process going to start for filling other vacant seats for members at large, where such community organization leaders can be, and youth leaders can be considered? Thank you again for the opportunity for public comment. Appreciate it, and appreciate all of your hard work.
Okay, thank you very much. Chairman, at this time, we have no further public comment.
Is that the no more public comments? Any board member or commissioner have a comment they'd like to make? I see none. I'd like staff maybe to briefly review the process by which these four individuals were recommended.
Yeah, no problem, Vice Chair. So these four individuals came, their journey to get onto this slide today was that they were reviewed and discussed with the working ad hoc group who's recommending them here to the board today. They're the ones that, as I mentioned, have reviewed these names, and that working group is the creates the nominees and recommends them to our board here, or the commission here.
Well, thank you. I trust the judgment of that ad hoc commission. Great work. One of the oddities of the commission is it doesn't choose its own members.
Yeah.
These are simply recommendations that will go up to the board of supervisors, and public input will be certainly allowed when the board considers these positions. And it's a public meeting when that happens. And so I'd like a motion if there's no change or additional comments to recommend that the four individuals referenced here, and they're all great people, be recommended to the Board of Supervisors to fill the vacant seats on the commission. I would simply add that having as many vacant seats as we've had has been an issue with having a quorum. So it'll be very helpful if we have these seats filled. Is there a motion of any sort on this item?
Wagner, move approval.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I will second.
Thank you. There's a motion that has been made and seconded to recommend these individuals to fill the vacant seats in the commission. Ask the clerk to call the vote.
And before I do, can I please confirm who it was that seconded the motion?
Nathan.
Okay. All right, so please respond yes, no, or abstain when I call your name. We'll start with our chairman, Doug Chafee.
Aye.
Dan Young.
Aye.
Don Wagner.
Aye.
Nathan Wilson.
Aye.
Scott Stiles.
Aye.
Paul Wyatt.
Aye.
Sue Parks.
Aye.
Randy Black. Richard Afable. Jim Palmer. Jack Twan.
Aye.
Todd Spitzer.
Yes.
And Marshall Moncrief.
Aye.
And Tita Smith. And the motion does carry with a majority of voting members present. Thank you.
I think at this time it's for general public comments. Is that on your agenda correctly, Madam Clerk?
Yes.
All right, would you please call for the public comments if there are any?
Yes, so at this time, we will take general public comments. Any members of the public wishing to speak on non-agenda topics related to the Commission to End Homelessness, please press star 9 on your telephone now or raise your hand in the Zoom app. And I'm going to give it just a moment. At this time, Chairman, we have 4 requests to speak. I'm giving it just a few more seconds. Okay, thank you. I don't see any other additional requests to speak, so I will not accept any more requests after this. So we have 4 members of the public wishing to speak on this item, and the first speaker will be Tim Johnson. And Tim, I have unmuted your, you should be able to unmute yourself at this time.
Thank you, Ms. Sanchez. Tim Johnson, resident of Santa Ana. Like to offer a few items of comment from someone that's disinterested in any government agencies or whatnot, but received notice of this meeting on Tuesday via email with one Zoom ID, and then 10:33 received a second email with, you know, an updated Zoom ID. And if we want to have public participation, we need to have accurate information be sent out, because it causes confusion for those, especially those of us that are not as active in government as maybe those that are on this call. So just would like to keep that in mind. Overall, I'm concerned that the commission has not been effective in working with the community, as provided in your proposed and revised purpose statement, as well as your proposed and revised function statement also that you just approved. Having said that, I would encourage you not to limit the community input from organizations that work with homeless folks that are experiencing homelessness on a daily basis, but in fact, reach out to them and encourage them to come and present, not just in a public comment, but actually provide some valuable feedback through presentations. And then in direct inference with hindsight of the title of your commission here, the Commission to End Homelessness, I refer back to, there's a lot of smart and experienced people on this group, but sometimes going downstream to children can provide great perspective. And I go back to my question I asked my then 11-year-old daughter, how would she end homelessness? And in her snide voice, she says, "Dad, it's so obvious. It's in the name. If you want to end homelessness, you give them a home." And I just would encourage you to keep that in mind, especially when you're looking at shelter provisions, because that seems to be what a lot of the community thinks, that that's ending homelessness, which I would encourage you to realize that, you know, housing is the cure to this, and not homeless, not shelter, just as an emergency room is not the healthcare care that we all look for on a long-term basis, although they are needed, but it's not the long-term solution. So I would encourage you to keep that, keep the name of your group in mind of ending homelessness, and not just providing someone a bed in a warehouse somewhere, but in fact, work and strive towards true housing. for the folks. I know that everyone on this call lives in this space every day. So just encourage you to reach out to other community groups to be able to provide feedback on a boots on the ground
Johnson,
basis.
Your time is up.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Our next speaker will be David Duran. David, you should be able to unmute yourself at this time.
Thank you. And thank you, Mr. Johnson, for your comments. It's sad that the obvious has to be recognized in a room of professionals, but it is so important that this room realizes that housing is what in fact does end homelessness. And earlier in my earlier comment, I got a little tongue-tied and I forgot to mention that housing is a human right, Orange County, and People's Homeless Task Force, Orange County. I started to say we had nothing to lose. I think it's important for this commission to know that we've been trying to put ourselves out of business, if you will, by ending homelessness somehow, some way, you know, and we've been pushing for housing. So we are not dependent on government funding. And again, we have an enormous amount of information that we think is extremely valuable. We've tried to share that information at Board of Supervisor meetings. We've tried to share that information at various city council meetings. We've tried to share that information at continuum of care meetings. And yes, whenever this group does meet, we try and present that information or some of it here. But asking for a presentation or us to be part of how we interact with these groups would be extremely valuable and could save the county, in theory, maybe tens or hundreds of millions of dollars in the long run. So I'm again asking that some consideration be given. And if it's not us, it needs to be somebody. Somebody who's not tied to being funded by the county, someone who's not tied to being funded by law enforcement, someone who's not tied to being funded, you know, by public funds. I think it's important that you look at the day-to-day operations and those people conducting those day-to-day operations that are doing it because they're humanitarians. They're doing it because they realize the value of human life. I think that brings an aspect to this commission that seems to be missed at every meeting I attend. Thank you.
And perfect timing here because your time is up. Okay, and thank you. And our next speaker will be Pat Davis. And Pat, I've unmuted you, so you should be able to unmute yourself and go ahead.
Good morning, all. Sorry I was late. I was in a housing element meeting with HCD, and it comes in a good time when I come in here and hear Matt remind us of how many resources are in the pipeline, and this is the time to have this group recommit to housing first. And in any partnership with the continuum of care, which should be in fact happening, that would be an expectation. I did appreciate the work of the ad hoc group. I like brevity. Unfortunately, though, I'm saddened, and in my only 5 years of doing this work, this specifically as a volunteer, the commission's been around a long time. So hopefully the pace forward is much faster. Apparently there will be fewer meetings of this group. So I'm curious how those of us in the community can give input to the ad hoc work, whatever. I mean, the work was good, It's just some of the questions that come up here now. I'm trying to read my own notes. Isn't this sad? Couple of thoughts on the influence that this group has. Again, you do have conflicts because of how you're each funded, and that was obvious when you were trying to pick out a chair not long ago, but you have incredible influence and knowledge. So the idea that there would be any hesitancy to use that is most concerning. Two supervisors sit on this group, and it'd be nice to have them hear them be stronger allies of some of the issues that come forward before the board and step up with some of the needs that are out there and we know about. And two in specific, and some of you were at the continuum of care, the Caltrans eviction that's scheduled in San Clemente is abhorrent. 25 people still are not anywhere, nor have they been placed. Apparently there's some kind of an event today, seeing if Bartlett can push that back, but that's awful. And Mary's Kitchen in Orange, another city that's doing nothing for the unhoused other than through law enforcement, which is not an easy job. But again, to have Mary's Kitchen be evicted, those are the kinds of examples that this group that has a countywide look and influence could make sure, one, don't go forward, but that we have better responses than we're currently showing. So again, thank you. And I guess we'll see you in October. Is that what I'm hearing? Bye.
All right, thank you. And our last speaker will be Ardi Kushal Chopra. And so I have unmuted you. You should be able to unmute yourself now.
Thank you again, Clerk of the Board and all esteemed board members here and commission members. I will piggyback on the first public comment given by Tim Johnson on the need to include a youth representative. So I ask, it's a two-part question actually. What is this commission's procedure for adding a youth representative? And number two, what is the procedure for applying for the vacant member at large position that's open? I'm greatly connected to the Asian Pacific Islander community here in Orange County, and I'd like to apply as a community organization-based member. And thank you for taking public comment, and please take all comments into consideration. And once again, thank you for the opportunity.
Okay, thank you very much. And at this time, Chairman, there are no further public comments.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. At this point, we'll move on to commissioner comments, if there are any. Please raise your hand or make yourself known. Your comments, of course, are very welcome. Well, it looks like we've commented ourselves already. And thank you for all the work you've been doing, especially the ad hoc committee. And look forward to your continued work. It's awfully good that you've done to date. And thank you for that. Now we move on to adjournment. And so I'm going to adjourn this meeting. And our next regular meeting will be scheduled now for Wednesday, October 20, 2021 at 1 p.m. I understand that to be the correct time and date. With that, we are adjourned. Thank you all. Stay safe.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.